And I think even the people that own it call it Ayala Quileña, which is a Quileña, which means a king. They use a lot Enya, which is E-N-A, with like all the ranches that I, all my ranches have Spanish names. In fact, all the people's ranches have Spanish names. You don't can't, I can't think of one ranch in this area that has an English name.
What are your ranches' names?
Well, one we call the Martineña, which is named after Martin. It's M-A-R-T-I-N and then E-N-A.
Mm-hmm.
And then one's named Ranchito, which actually, if you were to translate it in English, it would mean the little ranch. And then another one is called the Moritas, which is named after a tree. And the other one,
tree?
Yeah.
What kind of tree?
A Morita tree, but I don't know what it'd be in English. That's where I know what they are in Spanish. And then another one's the Tejones, which is the possum ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can, all these names are all Spanish names. Now some of the names you can translate into English. You can call like the Javelin ranch would be the Javelins or boars. And Milojos, Javelins, wild boar. And then I have another ranch that I call Arroitos, which if you translate it, it's little creeks, because there's a lot of little creeks, you know, along that ranch. And I can go back and there's, they call this ranch Mil Ojos, and it means a thousand eyes. And even the people, the I think these, I don't know, these names, I think came back from, because all this land here was given by the Spanish king through Spanish land grants.
Mm-hmm.
And probably they were named 80, 90 years ago, 100 years ago,
mm-hmm.
when the King of Spain gave these Spanish land grants to the people here.
How did your family get ranches?
We had some that come through the Spanish land grants that we bought. And at that time, the only water was the Rio Grande.
Mm-hmm.
So the King of Spain said, well, I think that all that the ranches on the river or far or further away, let's say 10 miles away from the river,
mm-hmm.
should have water access to the river.
Mm-hmm.
So some of these grants, the way they ended up, was the ranch was maybe a mile wide and maybe 15 miles long.
Mm-hmm.
So they could have access to the river, and all these ranches ran in strips all the way to the river. So they would have access to the river. Nobody could keep them from, you know, from coming out, not having the river.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've been sold, so now they ended up in all kinds of shapes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you go back and you'd see the Spanish land grants, you would see that all, most of the ranches came into the river. So everybody would have access to the river so they could get water to drink, or they could put their homes there, or their cattle, they could haul water. And I think this is why it was done at that time.
Your family bought
some of the ranches, yes.
They didn't receive them as land grants?
No, they bought them.
Mm-hmm.
But you remember at that time, at that time, to go to a ranch that right now would take me an hour to get to in my car.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, probably would take them 6-7 hours to get there. And if it rained, they wouldn't get there.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, nobody wanted, they didn't care too much about land.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard to take care of. There was no drilling going on at the time for water wells. So all your tanks were made, there was no, bulldozers did not exist. So all the tanks were made by mules, with mules and buckets. And so you'd have a team of maybe 200 men working a tank built with 200 mules there.
Working a tank?
Making a dam on a creek.
Uh-huh.
And to hold the water.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was a lot of problems. I mean, you know, I did have a lot of problems. And then you had a lot of people stealing cattle. Cattle weren't worth much to begin with.